Me estou. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you, Lord, for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us victories on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises in our lives. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that were devised against us. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there are no ways. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for opening doors the enemy closed against us. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for sending opportunities to us at the time we needed them. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for giving us good health in our bodies. Thank you for taking away our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for always answering our prayer. Thank you for your presence that is very real in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a new level, a new light, a new beginning, and a new glory you have prepared for us. And we thank you because you are going to take us there. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the strength and the power to overcome pain, to overcome temptation, to overcome all the attacks of the enemy. Thank you for giving us strength. Thank you, Father. We are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray and to worship you. O Lord, hear us from your throne and answer us without delay, in Jesus' name. send us help from your sanctuary. In Jesus' name, give us the breakthroughs that we need at this time. In Jesus' name, thank you, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to take some worship songs right now. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Father, Thou art worthy, O Lord, you're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Rely on to Thee, O Lord, who is light unto Thee. O Lord, among the gods, who is like Thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, hallelujah, with light unto Thee. O Lord, who is light unto Thee? O Lord, among the gods, who is like Thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds My life, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You're the pillar. You're the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Emmanuel, we want to see, we want to hear from you, Emmanuel, Jesus, Emmanuel, we want to see. We want to hear from you, Emmanuel, King of Glory, Emmanuel.
I want to see you.
I want to see you. I want to hear from you.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again, Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. We lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. We lift Your name higher. Above all the names higher. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. O great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hands hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give You my heart. Over and again, I give You my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to You, Lord. Over and again, I give You my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give You my soul. Over and again, over and again,
I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign.
Come and reign, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign.
Spirit of the living God.
Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our midst. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Jesus, Lamb of God, will be is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Jesus, the Lamb of God.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Grow your way in the
flesh, Spirit of God. Through your way in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow, let your presence flow, Spirit of God, through your way in this place.
Through your way, Spirit of God.
Through your way in this place, Spirit of God. Through your way in this place, Spirit of God.
Let your power flow.
Let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Spirit of God, through your way in this place.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. Be glorified in everything we do. Be glorified in everything we say. Have your way. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home, we welcome you today. We welcome you today. This is your house. This is your house. Your home, we welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home, we welcome you today, we welcome you today. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me close to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way.
God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way, he walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side.
with love and strength for each new day. He will make the way. He will make the way with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Begin to worship and bless His name. Adore Him, magnify Him. Worship Him for who He is. Praise Him for His mercies endures forever. Worship His majesty. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Israel, the I am that I am, the Lily of the Valley, the bright morning star, the God of Israel, the God of gods, and the Lord of lords, the all-sufficient God, and the Almighty God. He is self-sufficient God. Worship Him. He shall reign forever and ever. He sits on His throne and He does as He pleases. He is unquestionable God. No one can question Him. No one can question Him. He's unquestionable. He does whatever He wants. Whether anyone likes it or not. Praise Him. He makes ways where there are no ways. He does terrible things in righteousness. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives power to the powerless. He gives grace to the humble. Worship Him. Praise Him. He opens doors no man can shut. And He shuts doors no man can open. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, El Elyon. We worship You, Adonai. We praise You, Father. We are grateful because You are a faithful God. We are grateful because You are a merciful God. We are grateful because You are a loving Father. And Your love does not fail. Your mercy does not fail. We worship You, Father. You are the one who answers prayer. And we can trust in You. We can depend on You. Because You are faithful. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You need to thank the Lord. You need to say thank you, Father, for performing your promises in my life. Say thank you, Father, for doing your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for performing your will in my life. Thank you for performing your promises. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Father, for performing your will, for performing your promises in my life and situations. Thank you for terminating the agenda of my enemies. Thank you for bringing to pass your own desires for my life. Thank you for bringing to pass your own plans for my life. Thank you for doing as you please in my life. Thank you for doing what you want in my life and what you want for my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank the Lord. We're going to say, Father, thank you for opening new doors for me. New doors that no one can close. New doors that no man can close. No devil can close. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say thank you, Father, for opening new doors for my life. New doors that no darkness, no man, no devil, and no witchcraft can close. Thank you, Father, for opening those doors for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You can say, Father, thank you for causing your goodness and mercies to follow me in every way I go. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for causing your goodness and mercies to follow me everywhere I go. Thank you for making your goodness and mercies follow me everywhere I go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me strength to pray and to prevail in prayer. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. It is the Lord who gives us the strength to pray and to overcome. Say, thank you, Father, for giving me the strength to pray and to prevail in the place of prayer. Thank you for giving me the strength. Thank you for giving me the power. Thank you for giving me the energy to pray and to prevail over my enemies through prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, make all things new in my life. Let old things pass away. Let the former things pass away. Let all things become new in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new in my life. Make the old things pass away. Make old things pass away and let new things begin to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. Make all things new. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, Father, make all things new. Make all things new in my life. And let the old things pass away. The old things that have already expired according to your plans for my life. The old things that should no longer continue. Father, let them pass away and let new things begin to happen. Let new things begin to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. And there are things that they have already expired. They should no longer be in our lives. Yeah, new things should replace them. Say, Father, let new things begin to happen in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If the old things were useful and relevant, the Bible would not say that that I would do a new thing. You know, God would not say in that passage of the Bible that he will do a new thing. Yeah, usually God does new things because the old things are no longer useful. Yeah, but sometimes Christians, they feel at home with the old things. Yeah, maybe you have been living in a particular apartment, whereas your time is already up in that place. Yeah, that is an old thing that should pass away. Yeah, maybe you have been doing a particular business and it has not been profitable. Yeah, maybe that business is now a old thing that should pass away. Yeah, maybe you need a new business idea that will make you start a new business. So there are whole things that many Christians still embrace, whereas God no longer find them useful. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let whole things pass away in my life and let new things begin. Open your mouth and pray. Let whole things pass away. The new level God is taking you, you are not going to need the old things. You're going to need new things in that new level, in that new height. So begin to say, Father, let old things pass away and let new things emerge in my life. In the name of Jesus, let old things pass away. Maybe you have been wearing some kind of clothes, but God is saying those are old things. Now you need to get new clothes. I'm just giving you examples. Yeah. So when there is divine elevation, old things will pass away. Old things will pass away. Old mentality, old mindset, they will pass away. Say, Father, let old things pass away in my life and let new things begin. Let new things begin. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Somebody said, you cannot expect a new result if you keep doing the same thing you have been doing. Yeah. It says, don't expect a new result if you continue to do the same thing you have been doing. So sometimes you need to change your strategy. You need to change your pattern. You need to change your lifestyle. You need to change your mindset for new things to happen in your life. Yeah, if you continue to do the same thing you have been doing that have yielded no result, no success, then you might not see any success. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, show me what I need to do that will produce new things in my life, new results, new successes, new victories, new victories. Please, Father, show me what to do. Show me what to do. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, show me what to do that will produce new things in my life. Show me the new pattern I should follow. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. Show me what to do that will produce new breakthroughs, new successes, new progress, new victories, new blessings in my life. Show me what to do, Lord. Help me to change the way I've been doing things that have yielded no result. Help me to change the way I've been praying or living my life. Help me to change my mindset, my attitude, my lifestyle, so that new things can emerge in my life. Help me to correct my ways so that new things can emerge in my life. Say, Father, show me what to do that will produce new things in my life. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, do not allow me to continue to do things that are unprofitable. Show me what to do that reveals profit and success in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life the spirit of prophecy that will enable me to pray prophetically. The Father put upon me your spirit of prophecy that will enable me to pray prophetically. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God told Ezekiel, he said, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel said, well, I don't know, only you know. And then God said, prophesy to the dry bones. You need the grace of God to prophesy during your prayers. You need to be able to pray prophetically. And then you will see things begin to change. Prophecy is not only for ministering to people. Yeah, prophecy also and function in the place of your personal prayers. Yeah, it's not only when you are ministering to people that you prophesy. You can prophesy during your own prayers, your own personal prayers. Say, Father, put upon me the spirit of prophecy. Put upon me the grace of prophecy so that I can pray prophetically and see things change in my life. Put upon me now your spirit of prophecy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. You are still going to pray. You know, God told him to prophesy to the dry bones. And as Ezekiel began to prophesy, the dry bones came back to life. I pray for you that your dry bones shall come back to life. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, what does it mean to prophesy? It means that as you open your mouth, the word that are coming out of your mouth are no longer your own words, but words from God. That is what it means to prophesy. It means the words coming from your mouth are no longer your words. They are now the words of God. Yeah, that is what it means to prophesy. It means God is using your mouth to speak His word. Yeah, you know that everything that is visible. Yeah, even invisible things were created by God through His word. Yeah, so God spoke the word into existence. So everything was created through the word. Yeah, so the spirit of prophecy is able to make you speak things as though it is God speaking them. And as you speak, things will begin to form. I don't know if you understand me. When the spirit of prophecy comes upon you, you can speak things, and what you say, we have the same power to create things, just as what God says from His mouth. Yeah. So the spirit of prophecy can make your word to be as powerful as the word that comes out of the mouth of God to create things. Yeah, so you see yourself speaking things, and those things will be happening almost immediately or immediately. Why? Because at that point, you are no longer the one speaking. It is now God speaking. So that is what the spirit of prophecy does. It makes us speak as though our mouth is the mouth of God. Or maybe I should say, it makes you speak with the mouth of God. Yeah, maybe I should say it that way. The spirit of prophecy is able to make you speak with the mouth of God. And as the word that comes out of the mouth of God are full of power and authority, and so shall your own words also be full of power and authority. Yeah, so this level of prophesying is the highest level, when you are speaking and your words are creating things. Your words are creating things, both in the spiritual realm and in the physical realm. That is the highest level of prophecy. It's greater than when you are passing a message, when you are saying, "Thus saith the Lord," this and that. Yeah, that one is, this one I've just mentioned is greater than that one. Yeah, and you need this one if new things are going to be happening in your life. So I want you to pray. I want you to raise up your right hand. And I want you to pray with great faith in your heart and with every passion in your heart. I want you to pray this prayer with desperation in your heart. I am going to say, "Father, put upon me your spirit of prophecy that is able to make me speak and pray with your own utterance, your own utterance of power, your own utterance of authority, your own utterance of dominion. Put upon me the spirit of prophecy." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Not every Christian have this grace. Not every prophet even have this ability. But God can give it to you. God can give it to you. The Father put upon me the spirit of prophecy that is able to make me pray and speak with your utterance of power, with your utterance of authority, with your utterance of dominion. Give me the spirit of prophecy. Baptize me with the spirit of prophecy right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Say, "Father, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy, such that the words from my mouth have equal power and authority as the words from your mouth." The Father, baptize me with the spirit of prophecy that is able to make the words from my mouth possess equal power and authority and dominion as the words from your mouth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Son. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, I have said it before that the Spirit of God can also move through your body to do things that will change your life and situations. The Spirit of God can move through your body, or can move your body. Maybe I should put it like that. Yeah, there are some people that they just find themselves doing something and they don't even know how, you know, how they came to that point. Yeah, and they don't even know why they are doing that thing. But something keeps pushing them to do it. Yeah, so the Holy Spirit can push your body to do things that you would not normally do. Why? Because God is about to change your life. So the Holy Spirit has the ability to push your body to do what your body or what you would not normally do or would not want to do. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, push me and move me to do things that will change my life. Things that will produce new things in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, move me, push me to do things that will change my life. Move me to do things that will lead to my transformation and elevation. Move me to do things that will lead to my success and breakthroughs. Yeah, even when I don't even understand what I'm doing, but just know that you are the one moving me to do what I'm doing. Oh Lord, let me begin to experience that. Let such things begin to happen to me. Begin to use your Spirit to push me. Begin to use your Spirit to move me to do things that my flesh would normally not allow me to do things that would change my life, things that would transform my life, things that would make new things happen in my life. Father, move me to do them, push me to do them by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Let it be that I will find myself doing things under the influence of your Holy Spirit. And I will not be able to stop myself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have five more prayer points. You're going to pray. And do you know that it is possible for a Christian to be covered by a shell? Yeah, you know, just the way the way the eggs of an hen or chicken, you know, they lay eggs, fowl, they lay eggs. Yeah, you know, there is, you know, the eggs are still. Yeah, and when the little chick is mature, the shell have to break for that little chick to come out of the shell. Yeah, in the same way, a Christian can be in a shell. And then the world is waiting for your manifestation. And then your generation is waiting for your manifestation. But you are inside a shell. Yeah, and that shell is stopping your manifestation, hindering your manifestation. And sometimes it is Christians themselves that have put themselves inside a shell. Yeah, sometimes it is Christians themselves that have created a limitation around their lives. Yeah, so whether you are the one that have put yourself in a shell or it is the enemy, tonight you're going to pray. And God is going to break the shell because it is time for your manifestation. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let every shell in my manifestation break into pieces right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray. Let every cell in my manifestation break into pieces right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every shell that have engulfed my spirit, every shell that have encapsulated my soul and body, helping me from manifesting fire of the Holy Ghost, break them. Break them now into pieces. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. The whole world is waiting for your manifestation. The whole world is waiting for the manifestation of your destiny. Pray. This generation is waiting for the manifestation of your calling. free the church is waiting for the manifestation of your spiritual gifts. Pray. Free every cell that have changed my manifestation. Break into pieces right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Break into pieces. Break into pieces. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. And you are still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost. Look at me and bring me out of every prison of darkness that I've not shown my destiny. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate me and bring me out of every prison of darkness that have captured my calling and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, locate me now. Locate me now, wherever those prisons are, whether they are in the second heaven, or they are in the deep sea, or they are on the earth, or they are in hell, or they are in the grave, wherever the prisons are. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate me and bring me out of those prisons. Bring me out of those prisons. You can be in a prison and still be moving around as if all is well, whereas all is not well. Pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, locate me and bring me out of every prison that have captured my calling and destiny. Every prison that is stopping the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, locate me and bring me out of them home. Right now, in the name of Jesus, locate me right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life that the fire of God go into those prisons that have captured your calling and destiny and free you now in Jesus' name. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. The Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So where is the secret place of the Most High? Yeah, that's the question. Where is the secret place of the Most High? And we know where that, we know where the secret place of the Most High is. The secret place of the Most High is the Most High Himself. Yeah, is inside the Most High. Yeah, inside of God is where His secret place is. Yeah, so God is looking for Christians that we enter deep into Him. Yeah, Christians that will be very deep in Him. Yeah, the deeper you have in God, the more terror you will bring upon the kingdom of darkness, and the more the kingdom of darkness will be afraid of you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, set me on the path that leads into the depth of God. Put me on the path that will take me into the depth of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, put me on the path that will drive me, that leads to the depth of God, that will take me deep into God. Put me on that pathway right now in the name of Jesus. Today we have too many shallow Christians. Too many shallow Christians. Heaven is looking for deep Christians. Christians that are deep in God. The Holy Spirit sets me on the path, sets me on a journey that will take me deep into God. Set me on that journey. Set me on that journey. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, we saw in the Bible how the shadow of Peter was working miracles. Just the shadow of Peter. So meaning that he doesn't even have to pray for the people. Yeah, he doesn't even have to pray for the people. He just needs to pass by. Yeah, so once his shadow touched the people, they get healed. Yeah. Why? Because he was deep into God. Yeah, you know, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah, so, and I said, the secret place of the Most High is not outside of the Most High, is on the inside of the Most High. Yeah, so when the Most High cast a shadow, it is more like you also cast the same shadow, because you're also inside God. So if God cast a shadow, you also cast a shadow. Yeah, so. So because Peter was so deep into God, so when he cast a shadow, you know, just as you can walk on the street when there is a sunlight, and then you can cast a shadow. Yeah, because you are deep into God, that shadow is also like the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, and I want you to pray because you believe God is going to take you deep into Himself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me deep into yourself to the point that my shadow becomes your shadow. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. The secret place of the Most High is inside of the Most High. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, take me deep into yourself such that my shadow becomes your shadow and your shadow becomes my shadow. In the name of Jesus. Such that when I head into a place, all the demons in that place will bow immediately. That is what we are talking about. Say, Father, take me deep into yourself such that anywhere I go, my shadow subdues all the darkness in that place, such that anywhere I go, my shadow removes sicknesses and diseases from people. Such that anywhere I go, my shadow destroys all the works of darkness. Such that my shadow begins to destroy viruses and plagues and bacteria and disease-causing organisms. Oh Lord, take me deep into yourself, such that my shadow becomes your shadow, and no evil will be able to near me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. The last prayer point you're going to pray. When the Bible says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah, it also means that you carry God's presence with you everywhere you go. Yeah, that is also what it means. Yeah, because the secret place of God is, you know, as I said, is inside of God, and that is why if God moves, the secret place also move with him. Now, if you are in a secret place, it means you carry God everywhere you go. Yeah. So it's not like maybe, of course, it is good to have a prayer room. It is good to have a prayer altar where you always go to pray. Yeah, but that is not the secret place of the Most High. Yeah, that is just a physical location that that you have set apart to communicate with God and to do spiritual exercises. Yeah. So a Christian must be able to carry God everywhere. Yeah. So you're going to pray. And it takes a daily lifestyle of sacrifices to be able to carry God's presence with you everywhere you go. That is God's presence that is so powerful to destroy the works of darkness, destroy sicknesses and plagues and diseases. God's presence that is able to, that is so powerful and is able to destroy works of the devil, destroy all types of darkness. Yeah, destroy and serpents and scorpions. It takes discipline It takes self-denial, selflessness. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to pay the price that will enable me to carry those praises with me in every day of my life, to everywhere I go. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. We know that God is present everywhere, but His presence is not the same in every way. Yeah. I'm talking about His powerful presence, not just ordinary presence. His powerful presence. Yeah, how many Christians today are carrying the powerful presence of God with them always, wherever they go? The Holy Spirit, help me to discipline myself, train myself, deny myself. Help me to pay the price that will make me carry the powerful presence of God with me every day and to everywhere I go, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Spirit of God, to develop a daily lifestyle of sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices, a daily lifestyle of prayer, praising God, worshiping God, a daily lifestyle of crucifying my flesh, a daily lifestyle of consecration, so that I will be able to carry the powerful presence of God with me always. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to develop such discipline and sacrificial Christian living, in the name of Jesus. Help me to develop a discipline Christian living. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour of prayer. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray, the kind of prayers you want us to pray at this time. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you because you care a lot for us. Thank you, Father, because you love us so much and you really want to help us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the great plans you have for us. And for your determination to perform those plans in our lives at this time. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for great peace and joy that fills our hearts at this time, despite a lot of things that is happening around us that doesn't want us to have peace of mind. Thank you, Lord, for putting us in your peace. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people that are here right now and that you bless them beyond their expectations. May the Lord bless you beyond your expectations in Jesus' name. May the Lord help you in those areas you need His help in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you rewrite the stories of the lives of your people. Give them a new story. And make sure that your name is glorified in the new story you are going to give them. Make sure that they became great and glorious in the new story you're going to give them. Father, do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that henceforth everything you lay your hands upon shall prosper with great speed in Jesus' name. Every limitation you have created for your own self, for your own life, I command them to break into pieces right now in Jesus' name. Every prisoner is holding your life and destiny captive, I command them to break into pieces right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.